Backseat Quickies, episode number 37, Good for Nothing. Hello and welcome to Backseat Quickies. This is Tony. This is my first time on Quickies, so thank you to Scott for allowing me to take a few minutes and talk to you about a new movie I saw this past week called Good for Nothing. It opened in theaters this past Friday. It opened in one theater. It's also available, I believe, in other means. So you can check out some more information on the movie at goodfornothingmovie.com. They have a Twitter account, a Facebook account, all that good stuff. Anyway, this movie is interesting. When I tell you about the premise, you're going to wonder, what the hell am I talking about? But let me just say, just wait. Just wait and let me tell you about it, because it's kind of different. So this is what they're billing as the first ever Western shot in New Zealand. So, for example, the Twitter account is Kiwi Western. Now, this is kind of an interesting take on Westerns. It very much calls back to Sergio Leone, spaghetti Westerns. The main character is the man, which is a callback to The Man Without a Name. And it's different. Well, let me just tell you about the premise. So the opening scene is a young woman gets off a train and goes into a seedy bar, and she has some people escorting her. She's sitting there for just a couple of minutes when her two escorts get gunned down. This guy grabs her, hauls her out of there, threatening and shooting anyone who gets in his way. He then takes her and attempts to have his way with her. He can't. He can't get it up. And the movie then goes on to show his attempts to correct that situation. It seems like it would be played for high comedy. It could be. This could easily have been a plot or a plot thread in something like Blazing Saddles. But it's only a little bit comedic. He is very much trying to have his way with her. Give her a poke, as he says a number of times. The guy is not brilliant. In fact, the first doctor he attempts to go to, he walks in and the doctor says, you know, what's the problem? And his response is, my dick's broke. So the guy is not real bright, but he's a badass. He is a brutal killer. He is very efficient with his weapon, his gun. He's more efficient with his gun than his other weapon. It's a story that it's kind of interesting in that, when I first heard about it, I was approached to review the film, and I got a screener copy of it. It was I was leery. I was very leery. I've seen some independent movies. I've screened a few, and some of them aren't great. I can tell you the production values in this are fantastic. They're just it looks like a high budget Western. The production values are killer. Now, part of this goes to the fact that the writer and director is also a former, and I think, I don't know if he's former, but he has in the past worked for Weta. I don't know if he still works for them, but previously he has worked for Weta, the production studio that Peter Jackson uses. The lead actress is also the producer. They are, both her and the writer-director are romantically involved. All that said, you'd think, given that, you know, given self-writer, self-director, self-producers, the girlfriend is playing the lead actress, it's about a cowboy who can't get it up. All of these just sung to me that this movie was going to be a disaster, and it was anything but. It was a lot of fun to watch. It was a good, solid story. They end up running afoul of a gang of guys who are coming after them, so there is a very real threat chasing them, along with, you know, this mission of his to be able to give her a poke. All that said, I really enjoyed this film. If you get a chance, I would definitely check it out, especially if you're a fan of Westerns. If you enjoy any of the Sergio Leone spaghetti Westerns, the Clint Eastwood Westerns, it really plays to that kind of sensibility with that modern twist of a cowboy who can't get it up, who needs to go and see what he needs to do to make it happen. He visits a doctor. He visits a Chinese medicine man. He visits an old Indian. All of every role, everyone in the movie is great. The acting is solid. The music is evocative of those Westerns. All in all, I think you can't go wrong with this one. I really wish Tony number two was still regularly active in the podcast. I think he would probably really very much enjoy this, and when he is able to come back around, I'm going to slip him the screener copy to make sure that he gets a chance to check it out as well. So that's about all I have to say. I hope everyone's having a great time. Scott, continue to do a great job on the quickies, and don't forget, you, listener, can feel free to join in, record us a quickie, and you could be in this space, as it were. Thanks again. See ya.
Oh my God, it's the Backseat Producers.
Backseat Quickies and a number of better podcasts can be found at backseatproducers.com. If you offer any feedback or submit your own quickie, check out the thread at spookyouthouse.com/forum. Music by Scott Wachter.
Oh yeah, baby.